السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast. We help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bidnillah. Alhamdulillah, I am incredibly excited to meet you in another episode of the Best Versions podcast. Today, I have chosen a topic to discuss, which in my opinion is one of the most important, if not the most important things to achieve our best versions. Yes, you already know all our episodes are geared towards helping you achieve the best version of yourself. And for that purpose, one of the most important things to do is to cultivate a super strong mindset. Actually, in one of my earliest episodes, to be precise, I think episode number 4, I talked about the importance of mindset and actually argued how to boost your faith and fitness using a flourishing mindset. In that episode, I also mentioned two of my favorite research studies about mindset and how a positive attitude actually boosts your health and well-being. You see, your mind is one of the most potent weapons in the universe. If you utilize it, inshallah, properly, it can be your gateway to all your success. If not, if you don't utilize it properly, it is an obstacle to any progress in your life. So it all depends on how you use your mind. So if you adapt a mindset that you can achieve anything in life if you work hard by putting your mind to it, then your positive mindset will be a stepstone towards your success. However, if you adopt a mindset that nothing is possible, like everything is difficult for you and nothing is possible in life, then that mindset becomes an obstacle to any progress in your life. And that's why one of the very first things I teach to my clients is to enhance their mindset. I teach them actually to have an anti-fragile mindset. Now you might ask, what is an anti-fragile mindset, right? What is an anti-fragile mindset? Well, it's a super strong uber mindset. I even call it a prophetic mindset. Now, this mindset enables you to see all your problems and obstacles actually as fuel for your growth. So basically, the challenges, the problems, difficulties, and obstacles become fuel to energize your life rather than debilitate your life. I mean, all of us, regardless of in which stage we are, we have challenges in our life, right? This world is all about tests and problems and difficulties and challenges, whether you like to admit it or not. Now, it all depends on how you look at it. So the same challenges, the same difficulties, the same obstacles you see in front of you, it can either energize your life or it can debilitate your life. It all depends on how you look at it. And in that anti-fragile mindset, I basically teach people that by looking at your problem in a different way, you can actually use that same obstacle, the same problem, the same challenge to fuel your growth, to energize your life, inshallah. So when you are anti-fragile, when life hits you hard, you get actually stronger. The more you get kicked around and challenged by life, the stronger you get. You know, like anything when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with, you know that He does this to make you better. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best plan for you, right? So He sets obstacles in front of you in order for you to become better and come closer to Him. That's the reason. So that's how you look at it at any test. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets these obstacles in front of you to become better and stronger in every sense of the word. Now, this kind of mindset is vital if you want to constantly push yourself beyond your comfort zone and achieve your best versions of yourself in worship, energy, love, and legacy. So this is exceptionally important before we begin, right? The anti-fragile mindset will simply help you, just like adapting that mindset will help you to see any of your problems or obstacles and challenges in life as fuel for your growth. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually give you all these things because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to become better and stronger. Now today and in the upcoming 2 to 3 episodes, inshallah, my goal is to talk about 3 essential foundational ingredients you need to cultivate such an astounding mindset. Okay, so I want to really help you. I want to actually provide you 3 foundational, you can call it ingredients. Yeah, those are the 3 foundational things that you need to cultivate such an anti-fragile mindset. So in other words, these 3 ingredients are the foundation of an anti-fragile mindset. If you work on these, you will see how strong your mindset will become in months and years to come, bi'idhnillah. And anyone can cultivate this mindset with the right set of tools and guidance. Now, alhamdulillah, I have seen the impact these ingredients have on my clients. And because this is the exact same things that I teach my clients as well. So I'm sure you will find this equally beneficial in your life as well, bi'idhnillah. Okay, now, what are these essential ingredients? What are these 3 things that I want to teach you today and in upcoming weeks? Okay, now before I tell what it is, let me tell you, in order for you to remember these ingredients that I'm going to teach you, I have actually created an acronym called HOT. You see, acronyms are great in order for you to remember things easily. So HOT. HOT actually stands for HOPE, H for hope, O for optimism, which is in another word to say positive attitude, inshallah. And T stands for tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what it is and what that really means, we will obviously talk about in the upcoming episodes, inshallah. Now, all 3 combined can help us build a great mindset, or in my language, an anti-fragile mindset. Okay? Now, by the way, if you want to learn more about my anti-fragile mindset and the tools to achieve an anti-fragile mindset, I invite you to join my 6-month coaching program, The Best Version of You. In this practice-oriented program, I teach step-by-step how to achieve the best version of yourself in worship, energy, love, and legacy. In fact, after 9 months, we just opened the registration for this program because we don't open it every day. We open it a couple of times a year. So after 9 months, we have decided to reopen this program. Inshallah, and we are excited to take new students from all over the world. Alhamdulillah, so far we have students from 35 countries around the world. You can find more information about it on our website if you go to bestversions.me/coaching. Okay, having said that, let's get started with our first and the most important foundational ingredient of the anti-fragile mindset. That is hope. I argue that hope is the most critical ingredient for the anti-fragile mindset out of all 3. Okay, out of optimism, out of tawakkul, all of these things. Hope is in fact one of the most, or actually the most critical ingredient. And I don't say it lightly. Obviously, I will back this up. I will back my client based on Islam and some psychology. Bidnillah. Okay, let's begin with the definition of hope. What is really hope? What does it mean? What does it mean to have hope, right? So hope, in short, is the firm belief that the future is better than the present. This is not my definition, obviously. This is the definition. I will come to that, inshallah, in a while, from the psychology, right? Hope is the firm belief that the future is better than the present. that tomorrow, inshallah, will be better than today. And most importantly, as Muslims, we believe that next world is going to be absolutely better than this world. So that's basically hope. Okay? So in short, hope is tomorrow is better than today. And that belief that tomorrow is going to be better than today is vital for us to overcome any of our challenges in life. Just imagine if you don't have that belief, you know, any challenge makes you actually difficult. I mean, you find kind of a hopelessness, right? But when you know, when you have that belief that this is going to be better, tomorrow is going to be better, you will work towards it. And that belief helps us navigate our life with more optimism and hope. And it will drive us to overcome the challenges we face today because we firmly believe that it is going to be, inshallah, better tomorrow. It is going to be better tomorrow, inshallah. Now think about this. Just like going to the gym, you know, and putting our muscles to the test today, it will help us get bigger and stronger muscles tomorrow, right? When you go to gym today and put your work today in the gym, if you lift heavy things, and you know tomorrow you're going to get bigger and stronger muscles. Okay? Likewise, the difficulties we go through are actually going to strengthen us to become better. Okay? We know that these difficulties that we go through today, they are going to actually make us stronger and better tomorrow. And most importantly, we endure all the difficulties in this world, in this dunya, because we know the next world is going to be absolutely fantastic. So this belief is essential for our life. Otherwise, what would happen? Think about it. We would actually soon give up when we are faced with calamities, obstacles, and challenges, right? Any calamity, any obstacle, any challenge, like, okay, we feel like there is no room for us. I mean, there is no room for our improvement or become better. So when we have this belief that tomorrow is going to be better, inshallah, and these challenges we go through will actually help us to become better tomorrow, that is what really helps us to move forward in our life. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran to have hope. And in fact, Islamic scholars, they say, losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is indeed one of the biggest sins in Islam. Perhaps even the biggest sin in Islam, right? There are small sins and big sins. And this is one of the biggest sins in Islam, to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumr, verse number 53, O my servants who have exceeded the limits against their souls, basically those who have actually transgressed themselves by doing a lot of sins, do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. For Allah certainly forgives all sins. He's indeed the all-forgiving, all-merciful. Subhanallah. So having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is important, and losing hope is one of the biggest sins in Islam. Actually, the term hope in Arabic is ar-raja. So ar-raja is a fundamental pillar of our iman. Our scholars say it is actually the fundamental pillar of our iman. That's why our Islamic scholars mentioned that hope is a fundamental ingredient for our salvation in the Akhirah. So if you want to succeed in the Akhirah, you've got to have hope. So be sure to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, your success, not only in this world, but more importantly, the Akhirah, is truly in danger. And especially having good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the best actions of the heart. You know, there are ibadah, there are worship that can be done through heart, which are sometimes even better than doing through our limbs, right? Now, one of the best actions of the heart is in fact having a raja, having good hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Muslims, we should always have hope for the future, whether that future is in this world or the Akhirah. So we aren't doomsayers, you know. As Muslims, that's very important, inshallah. Now, listening to me, you may think that, well, hope is a passive emotion. Like, yeah, it's nice to have. It's wishful thinking that, yeah, tomorrow is going to be better than today. So, well, I don't need to do much anyway, right? Because tomorrow is anyway going to be better. Well, that's not what I'm trying to say. That's not actually hope. Hope isn't that. Hope, by definition, isn't a passive emotion. Hope is a very active emotion. Hope is, in fact, as I said, I mean, hope is actually true hope inspires you to take action. So when you are hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, for instance, Jannat al-Firdaus in the Akhirah, okay? You know, you're hopeful that Allah will give you Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah, inshallah. What would you do? The hope actually will and should lead you to take action and do a lot of good deeds, right? You can't just wait and say, okay, Allah will definitely give me Jannat al-Firdaus. No, you know that having that hope will actually inspire you to do more and more rewards. At the same time, if you lose hope, like, yeah, anyway, I'm going to go into hellfire, so whatsoever, I will do what I want to do, subhanAllah, that would be very, very dangerous, right? So that's why hopelessness is very, very dangerous. At the same time, having hope will, inshallah, true hope. I'm talking about not wishful thinking. I'm talking about true hope. And true hope actually inspires you to take action. So true hope will, by default, inspire you to take action because you believe that tomorrow is going to be better, right? You're so firm, inshallah. That's what hope is. You're so sure that, inshallah, tomorrow is going to be better. Now think about it. Right now, we have just had this pandemic around the world, right? That corona, and all of us, we thought, like, that's the end. But alhamdulillah, we succeeded, kind of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped us to overcome those challenges, and perhaps we have even better strategies for the future, Allahu alam. So the power of real hope is it inspires you to take action. That's the message here. It's very important. The power of real hope is it inspires you to take action. Now, psychology also has an interesting take on hope. Charles Snyder is one of the famous American psychologists who spent considerable time researching the term hope. Actually, he wrote a book called The Psychology of Hope. Psychology of Hope. In that book, he reveals the specific character traits that produce highly hopeful individuals. It's really quite an interesting take on hope, inshallah. If you get a chance to read, get a copy of it, inshallah. The Psychology of Hope. Now, Snyder spent his life exploring hope scientifically. Now, at the end of his research, he came up with the hope theory, which explains that hope means expecting to reach some goal with effort and work. Let me quote him again, right? Now, pay attention to this. He explains that hope means expecting to reach some goal with effort and work. So as you can see, hope isn't something, a wishful thinking. It's something you expect to reach with some goal, obviously with effort and work. So he says there are three elements or three character traits or elements, whatever that is, to hope scientifically. Okay, there are three elements to hope scientifically. What are those three things? There are goal, agency, and pathways. And I love to create acronyms for me to remember. I call it GAP, G-A-P, GAP. So in order for you to actually achieve hope, you need to close the gap. Okay, think about it like that. In order for you to achieve hope, in order for you to be more hopeful in your life, you need to close the gap. So G-A-P, goal, agency, and pathways. So he says that these three elements can help you cultivate hope in your life. So are you ready to look at them in more detail right now? Okay, pay attention to this. This is very important. So goal. Number one, he said goal. So goal is about having a clear vision of what you want to achieve in the future. You can't become hopeful if you don't have a goal, basically. You need to have a goal to become more hopeful in your life. You know, okay, it's not a wishful thinking, you have a goal, right? So science says that happy and hopeful people have goals and projects in life. So have a goal in life, whatever that goal is, you know, raising children, creating a new business, whatever that is, right? Now, goals also help you have clarity about what you really want in your life. Because here's the thing, most of the time, we don't move forward in our life because we don't have the clarity. So if you come to me and if you come to me in a coaching session, one of the very first questions I would ask you is, what do you really want? Because you got to have the clarity. Without that clarity, you can't move forward. And setting a goal is one of the things that is essential for you to have clarity in your life. Okay? If you want to have clarity in your life, set a goal. So one of the things that we do in our program is also setting goals. So having a goal is essential to cultivate hope in your life. Let's go. Number two. What is number two? Can you recall? Goal. And number two is agency. Agency. Agency is not urgency. Agency with A, right? Agency is actually the belief that you will make that future happen because you know you can take action towards it. Okay? You know for sure that you have the ability, or at least you can cultivate the ability to achieve what you want in your life. So you set a goal, whatever that goal is. Let's say you want to have financial freedom in your life, okay? Maybe you want to achieve certain things in your life, that's fine. Or you want to memorize the Quran, that's fine. Or you want to raise world-class children, that's fine. Whatever that goal is, that's important. And then you should have the belief, can I do that? Can I truly do that? Sometimes you might feel like you don't have the ability, but you have the confidence. You have the confidence to cultivate that ability. That's also very important. So agency is all about having that belief that you have the ability, or you can cultivate that ability to achieve what you want in your life. Without that, hope will be just a wishful thinking as well. Okay? Like if you were to ask me, let's say someone has a wishful thinking like climbing the Mount Everest, right? But he is overweight and don't do any sports and has never done sports in his life. So for that person, he doesn't basically have the ability at all. And he doesn't even want to cultivate that ability, right? And then obviously it's a wishful thinking. So agency is the belief that will make sure that agency is the belief that you have the ability to achieve what you want in your life. Okay, so that's important. And third one is pathways. Now, pathways mean that there is not just one way to achieve your goal, but many or actually infinite ways to achieve it. You have many more options in life. So if you plan A, okay, if your plan A doesn't help you achieve your goal, you are more than willing to shift and change the path when the plan fails. So if plan A fails, you have plan B, plan C, plan D, E, F, G, I mean infinite ways. So there isn't just one way to achieve your goal, but many more. That's what pathways are about. Okay, that's very important to understand. Now, how can we believe we have infinite options to achieve our goals? Well, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side, we always have unlimited options. Because, you know, we may not have, from our perspective, we may not have unlimited options. But when Allah opens up ways, obviously, the options are unlimited, infinite, right? So think about that. So the beauty is, even Snyder, he recognizes that the connection with God increases our hope and our options in life. I mean, I'm not sure whether he's a Christian or an atheist, I forgot that, but he says the connection with God increases our hope and our options in life. SubhanAllah. So the pathways are obviously infinite because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side and He will help us achieve whatever we want in our life. And not much can be said about hope. I don't want to really prolong this session. As you know, I like to keep it simple and easy so that it is accessible to everyone. But to wrap up our discussion today about hope, I would like to end with a beautiful story. Now, this is a story about a Harvard-trained researcher. And actually, in 1950s, a Harvard-trained researcher ran some fascinating experiments on rats. Now, he wanted to see how long rats could swim in two different conditions, okay? In the first condition, he let them swim as long as they could before giving up and running, you know? Obviously, they put in a big aquarium kind of thing so that the rats can swim within that. So he let them swim as long as they could before giving up and running. Now guess what? The rats actually swam for around 15 minutes and then they started giving up. They started basically drowning. Okay? Now, in another condition, right before the rats were about to reach their maximum, okay? So the second condition, the rats, he put the rats again to swim as well. Now, right before the rats were about to reach their maximum threshold of around 15 minutes, what he did was he picked them up and dried them off and let them rest briefly before putting them back in. Okay? So the second condition. In the first condition, the rats basically gave up after 15 minutes, and that's the story. The second condition, what he did was just before they reached their maximum threshold of 15 minutes, okay, he took them out, picked them up and dried them off and then gave them some rest. Now guess what? Guess now how long they were able to swim after that quick reprieve, because he put them back again, right? Now, guess what? Guess how long they were able to swim after that quick reprieve. Any guesses? Yeah, I'll wait for you. Well, this time, they swam for around 60 hours. That's 240 times longer than the first time. Now that's amazing, right? It's mind-boggling. First time, they could swim only 15 minutes. But after that rest, they could swim for 60 hours. That's 240 times longer than the first time. It's basically mind-boggling. Now, why? How is that possible? Well, the researcher said it was because of one of very simple thing. It's because they had hope. They had hope that they would be rescued based on their previous experience. Subhanallah. So they because first time they were rescued, right? After around 15 minutes. They were hopeful, like, hey, first time I was rescued, so I have still more time. So they were so hopeful. That hope actually helped them to swim for so many hours, 240 times longer than the normal time. Now, the same hope can help you build a strong anti-fragile mindset, because you know you will be victorious in the end. You know your hard work will, inshallah, pay off tomorrow, because your Lord will rescue you. Allah is on your side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will help you. And that hope is priceless. With such an attitude, you will always strive harder to make your dreams come true. So now, how can you put hope theory into practice? Well, when you are faced with challenges, difficulties, or obstacles, set a firm intention to overcome by setting a goal. Have a goal. Okay, what do I want to do with this? What is my goal here? What do I really want in my life right now? Ask the question, what do I really want right now? That really helps. Whenever you have challenges, difficulties, obstacles, or your children behaving badly, or your spouse is not cooperating, you ask yourself, what do I want right now? Because that question will help you to create a small goal. That goal doesn't need to be actually even written. It's something you say to yourself, okay, this is exactly what I want. So that's very important. Then, yes, you need a plan first, right? That's very important. You need a goal. And then take action towards achieving it. Yeah, you know that you have everything. You have the ability. You have the agency. You have the ability to achieve that what you want. Okay? Let's say now your child, your children, or one of your child is really having some, making some difficulty, is making a challenging time for you. So the question, the goal you can, the question you can ask yourself is like, what do I want right now? Okay, I want a peaceful home. That's your goal, peaceful home. Okay, good. So do you have the agency to do that, achieve the peaceful home? Yeah, most probably you can do that, inshallah. You have done that in the past, right? So take action. So what's the one thing you can do right now towards peaceful? Is it shouting back at them will help you? Probably not. So what else you can do? Think about that. And maybe you will do whatever you that comes to your mind at that time. You will probably fail on the first attempt, but that's okay. Because you know you have infinite options to achieve it, inshallah. So going back to that example of achieving peace at home, you know you have infinite options to achieve it, inshallah. And that gives you hope. So thank you so much for your interest in my podcast. I hope that's immensely beneficial. Well, if you genuinely want to, inshallah, achieve the best version of yourself in the most important areas of your life, then I have some great news. We have just now opened registration for our best version of you 6-month coaching program. My goal in this best version of you program is to help you tap into your infinite potential so that you can come closer to your best version every single day, bismillah. Now, in order to achieve that, I will equip you with practical and efficient tools that are guaranteed to work, bismillah. Now, you can learn more about this unique and life-transforming program by visiting bestversions.me/coaching. Now, that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely pray that this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. And last but not least, please subscribe to my podcast and share the podcast with your family and friends. I'm confident that you can make a big difference in others' lives by sharing this information with them, bismillah. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. And let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.